Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Father.
The empty tomb, containing nothing, not filled or occupied. It's a symbol of Jesus' resurrection, evidence that Christ truly and surely has risen and victorious over death. In the gospel story, Mary Magdala, after discovering the tomb opened and empty, it was a very different experience. What is the significance of the empty tomb? It is a concrete evidence that Christ has risen from the dead. According to Wikipedia, and I quote, "The tomb signifies that truly Jesus had a physical body of flesh and blood. That Jesus, a divine person, already possessing a divine nature, united to his divine person, a complete human nature, including body and soul. That this body was placed in a tomb signifies that truly Jesus had died, for we reverently bury our dead. The empty tomb stories arose from the belief in the resurrection of Jesus. The resurrection belief was held by his followers at a very early date, but it was based on his appearances as recorded in Paul, on traditions that he had predicted it, and on Jewish scriptural prophecy, that the tomb was found empty 3 days later points to Jesus' resurrection. There's a story from a known author, and I quote, "An arrogant businessman came to a monastery and said to the head monk, 'I have learned much of the material world in my life so far. Now I wish to learn of spiritual knowledge.' The monk said, 'Maybe you will get the opportunity, but first let us have a cup of tea while we discuss the matter.' After making the tea, the monk poured some into a cup for a businessman. Even when the cup was full, the monk kept on pouring the tea and it overflowed onto the clothes of the businessman. He jumped and exclaimed, 'What are you doing?' The monk replied, 'You are like the cup, so full that there is no room to put in any more.'" My dear sisters and brothers, some of us are like the businessman in the short story, so full that there is no room to put in any more. No more space to receive the blessings of God. The lesson of the story: you must empty yourself like the empty tomb of Jesus. There are 3 points in our gospel today. First, empty your heart. A lot of baggages or luggages in your heart, a lot of bad intentions in your heart, a lot of misunderstanding from your neighbors, a lot of hatred from your office mates, friends, and members of the family. Empty your heart to be a loving heart, sacred heart, humble heart, and forgiving heart. We need to remove our luggages in our heart. We need to travel light. Second point, empty your mind. According to Bruce Lee, and I quote, "Empty your mind, be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend. We need to empty our mind like the empty tomb of Jesus. An empty mind means peaceful, relaxed, and energized. Third point, empty your soul. Means cleansing our soul, go to confession regularly. Our body is the temple of God. We need to clean our souls, not only our bodies, our homes, and our clothes. How many regularly cleanse our souls? My dear sisters and brothers, let us allow the power of Christ's resurrection to constantly empty us, renew us, and give us new life. Happy Easter.